earth. The end days is upon you, saith the Lord.
Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Do not be like the world, my children. For the world looks around and says, where is this God that people talk about? They look around and they do not see me when I am right in front of them.
If you haven't made Jesus Christ your Lord, you're not going to make it. But if you'll do those things, you will make it. The time is running out. We don't have a lot of days left. Are you ready?
For I say unto you, even as I have done and am doing a work, the enemy, your enemy, is also doing a strange work. So be not deceived.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, I found in 1 Peter 3:3-7, the perfect plan from God for our brothers and sisters to live the godly life and have a blessed marriage. It goes as follows. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting in the hair and wearing of gold, or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. To live God's plan is to be blessed in our unions. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Thank you, Sister Sharon, and if more married couples would adhere to that advice, there'd be no divorces. Praise the Lord, my friends. As we expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you. Amen. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. And as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. We believe one person can make a difference. So just think of what can be done if you partner with Sharon and I. Please pray about becoming a WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water Signs Radio spiritual sponsor. The need is great. This one man and one woman ministry needs your help. Write box 122-122 today, won't you? Bless you, our friends. We sure do appreciate each and every one of you. And since this is Wednesday, when you write, if you are supporting Wednesday nights, please mention that because it's an important part of keeping Wednesday on through March. This program is listener supported, and each program must receive enough support to keep it on the air. Unfortunately, Sharon and I cannot do it ourselves. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible titled God Himself. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. Now God Himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. Watchman comment. That is truly our prayer for you, our friends. May God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus direct your way, your path, as you listen to Signs Radio. Amen and amen. On each program, I put on the Signs minister saying that they love you. It is not for a show. It is a heartfelt truth, a true truth. Amen. Because your well-being is important to us. And if we have love one for another, then we are true disciples of Christ. And not false disciples, so-called Christians who are full of disagreeable hate, even for themselves, which is truly why they hate. When your love for yourself increases, your love for others will also increase as you establish yourself in the kingdom of God. You will less and less be a part of the world, which is the kingdom of Satan. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. My dear friends, do you now see that the spirit of the world is not the Prince of Peace? No, no, no. That is Jesus, Yahweh's Son. Nor is the spirit of the world God's Holy Spirit. No, no, no. The spirit of the world is Satan. Satan is the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So, if you understand all that, there is a clear, easy choice. One can choose to serve the world and the spirit of the world, who is the prince of power of the air, or one can choose to serve the prince of peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. My. So get right and get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready while you still can. Be wise, our friends. Matthew chapter 25, verses 8 through 10. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Verse 9, but the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Verse 10, Matthew 25, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Don't be left out, our friends. My. We pray that you are there with us. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2-0.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for does not my word say that in the last days everything that can be shaken will be shaken? And are not things being shaken even now? For though the wind and the waves have come, and the rumblings have come, I say unto you that the awakening is now happening. The awakening of the earth to my power and my might and my majesty is now happening. You are now hearing the things in the news that point to me and point to the things that I am doing. And I shall do even more. Oh yes, I have given man the power and the knowledge. For again in my word it says in the last days knowledge will increase. And I say unto you, knowledge has increased. And that increase in knowledge is a part of the shaking. It is a part of the wind and the waves. But also it is a part of the disease and the pestilences. For though I have spoken to you before about the drought that shall come upon the land, the drought is now happening even greater than before. For in areas where the drought is happening, many, many, many are starving. Turn to me. Turn to me. Or the plagues of Egypt, or worse, shall come upon the earth, saith the Lord.
My dear friends, the false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand. My friend Bruce from Missouri is sponsoring the first part of tonight's Wednesday program. Thank you, our friend. We truly appreciate you. However, I must mention that this program was not fully sponsored. And for those listening right now, your help was needed to keep tonight's program on the air and all of Wednesday's programs on in March. Will you pray and respond right away? We can do this if we work together. Now, please know that each science program must support itself in order to remain on the air. God bless you all. God bless you, Brother Bruce. You heard from God. You obeyed and you mailed your love gift. I pray, Lord, you will bless all those who help sponsor all your science programs, Lord. And please, Lord, touch those who can send help during March. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening tonight. Please touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Our friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, It's Time to Seek the Lord. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. USA police state. USA Florida man faces 5 years in prison for releasing balloons on a bench as a romantic gesture. His criminal act of releasing those heart-shaped romantic balloons was releasing those dozen balloons into the sky over Dana Beach, Florida, for his sweetheart. A nearby Florida Highway Patrol trooper saw it, and he did not think it was an act of love, but instead a felony. The trooper arrested the courting man and charged him with polluting to harm humans, animals, plants, and everything else under the Florida Air and Water Pollution Act. My. Continuing. America is veering towards dictatorship. Supreme Court justices and top government officials warn. When you hear a U.S. Supreme Court justice and other top government officials use the comparison, it should alarm you tremendously because they are, in essence, firing a warning shot. We must be ever diligent against those who would strong-arm the judiciary. It takes a lot of degeneration before a country falls into a dictatorship, but we should avoid these ends by avoiding these beginnings. If a dictator ever took over, the National Security Agency, NSA, could enable him to impose total tyranny, and there would be no way to fight back. The Big Brother, NSA, is currently completing a massive $2 billion facility in Utah that will give the agency the capability to intercept, decipher, analyze, and store incredible amounts of data, totally against America's Constitution. Continuing, will your doctor become a one-person death panel for you? Government-funded mortality index raises worries over Obamacare rationing. The index provides doctors with 12 measures to assign points to an elderly patient. The lower the patient's total points, the better his or her odds of survival. The highest score, 26 points, represents a 95% chance the patient will die. Obamacare contains largely unreported text that limits any alternative treatments of the elderly. My, oh my, continuing. Almost 43 million Americans now depending on U.S. government food stamps. The United States Department of Agriculture quietly released new statistics related to the food stamp program, officially known as SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The numbers reveal in 2012, the food stamps program was the biggest it's ever been, with an average of 46,609,072 people on the program every month of last year. However, 47,791,996 people were on the program in the month of December 2012. A pretty sizable increase. Continuing, U.S. Senate approves two gun control measures. A Senate panel approved two gun control measures which would enhance background checks on those trying to buy guns and another measure to improve safety at schools. However, a decision on a proposed ban on assault weapons and a limit on high-capacity ammunition magazines was not yet made. The legislation is aimed at addressing the recent mass shootings across the USA. Watchman comment, this legislation is not addressing anything except the communist socialist desire to disarm the American people. Control is the name. The game is taking control. Continuing, another senator warns of gun confiscation. A ban on assault weapons will lead to your gun confiscation. Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican, Iowa, warned the Senate Judiciary Committee reviewing S-150, the proposed assault weapons ban. With his opening statement, Grassley said that despite banning assault weapons, mass shootings will continue and criminals will continue to circumvent the law. Watchman comment, do you believe me now? Continuing. Ammo in the armored vehicles at Homeland Security. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, now is showing off its acquisition of heavily armored personnel carriers repatriated from the Iraq and Afghani theaters of operation to be used here in the USA. The Department of Homeland Security is apparently taking delivery, possibly through the Marine Corps Systems Command, Quantico, Virginia, via the manufacturer Navistar Defense LLC, of an undetermined number of the recently retrofitted 2,717 mine-resistant protected Max Pro MRAP vehicles for service on the streets of the United States. These MRAPs are being seen on U.S. streets all across America by verified observers utilizing photos, videos, and descriptions. Continuing. U.S. terrorist police state. Healthy baby kidnapped in Minnesota. Force-fed drugs by medical community and court systems. A precious baby boy from Minnesota became the latest victim of state-sponsored medical terrorism recently after Child Protective Services, CPS, forcibly inducted the otherwise healthy child from his birth mother and her family right after his birth. The baby was born on December 19, 2012, and has had to live most of his life thus far in a hospital on feeding tubes and dangerous drugs away from his family. Thanks to an overzealous cohort of medical, state, and legal powers apparently working on behalf of the pharmaceutical cartel to boost its own interest. The baby was said allegedly, I said allegedly, to be HIV positive. But truth be told, there is no legitimate test in existence to prove the baby, who was healthy before being abducted by the state, even has HIV. But that did not stop the authorities from giving the baby anti-HIV drugs due to an unrelated adopted child in the family brought over to the U.S. from Romania that was tested positive for HIV. My. Continuing. New York City Mayor Bloomberg hits the jackpot. New York City students can't read, write, or do arithmetic. A staggering 80% of high school grads entering the city's community college system can't perform well enough to take college courses. No big gulp soda Bloomberg isn't even announcing an investigation into this horrendous situation. He's just after your sodas. Why not? Well, let me get my Staples button out. That's easy, because the outcome of a probe would reflect disastrously on the New York City school system and that New York City Mayor Bloomberg. Students are being promoted from grade to grade without learning what they're supposed to learn. Students are fraudulently earning high school diplomas. Meanwhile, no big gulp soda Bloomberg is spending his time dictating how much sugary substances the New York City people can drink. My, oh my, continuing. In yet another stunning victory for the alternative media, like Science Radio, the story of U.S. government stockpiling huge quantities of ammunition has finally broken through media censorship and gone mainstream media. The hardware buildup has been called a domestic arms race, and it's starting to make even mainstream media journalists nervous. This huge arm race to stockpile weapons, ammo, and armored vehicles by the federal government is taking place right in the middle of the claimed sequester, which the government claims has sharply curtailed its ability to spend money. Yet they can spend money on weapons, ammo, and armored vehicles. One highly respected alternate news source said, and I quote, "The federal government's extraordinary buildup of ammunition looks even more ominous than critics already have portrayed it." Close quote. My. Continuing. More USA 666 police state. Mom pressured to turn over her guns after a tax dispute. A New Jersey mother was arrested and pressured to turn over her guns after reading the Constitution and peacefully protesting at a tax dispute forum. Eileen Hart was charged with making terrorist threats and alleges that police handcuffed her to a bench during the processing. Four key points here. One, Eileen Hart, objected to a mandatory reevaluation of her property value that would drastically increase her taxes. Number two, she read the Constitution at a tax dispute forum and called one of the appraisers a pencil pusher. Oh boy, wasn't that a bad statement. Number three, one of the tax officials called 911 saying Hart threatened to return with a gun, but she unequivocally denies that claim. She did not say it. Number four, Hart was charged with making terroristic threats and told that if she didn't turn over her weapons, her bail would be prohibitively high and it was unclear how long she would have to remain in jail. My. Talk about coercion. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Stay tuned for a devotional titled, It's Time to Seek the Lord. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs to help this program to stay on the air. But please know, Signs is not a 501c3 ministry. In other words, your offering to Signs isn't tax deductible. There were no deductions from taxes in Jesus' day, don't you know? He actually told them how to catch a fish so they could pay their taxes. Or, if you want to remain anonymous, just send cash and leave your return address off. Either way, do not forget to pray over it, and then God will be able to get it through. Amen and amen. And now also, please pray for others to give as God speaks also to them. If you are ready to write, here comes the address. Have you got your pen and paper ready? Here it is. Sign spelled S-I-G-N-S. P.O. Box 1-2-2. Town is Lyle. Please spell that. L-I-S-L-E. State is New York. Abbreviate N-Y. Zip 13797. Sharon and I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support for March in Post Office Box 122. This week, it sure is always an awesome blessing to hear from our listeners. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Now, a devotion to help keep you informed, titled, It's Time to Seek the Lord. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12 says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Break up your fallow ground, my friends. My. Fallow means hard, don't you know? A hard heart cannot love, and often cannot even receive love. A hard heart will block relationships with God and with others. Whatever the cause, anger, woundedness, bitterness, unforgiveness, the result of a hard heart will be a superficiality in relationship, an inability to emphasize in corruption of your motivations. You will become manipulative, deceitful, proud, and unresponsive. God's message, his word to you, will be difficult to hear, and you will resist it. Like a layer of rock under shallow soil where rain cannot penetrate, love and truth will fail to penetrate your heart if you harden your heart and affect your actions. Thus, a hard heart is deadly because sin is putrefied there, and the wages of sin is death. How do you break up your fallow ground? How do you change a hardened heart? You start with your will. You make a choice. You decide. Your decision must be to soften in spite of the way you feel, the things you remember or have chosen to forget. Your decision is called repentance, a changing of the mind, a turning of the will in the opposite direction. The power of the will to repent is astounding because it opens the door for God to heal and transform your heart, to rain his love upon you, and to remove bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, and hatred, or any other sin that is hardening your heart. Do you want to love? I hope you do. I pray you do. Do you want to be loved, but your heart is hard? Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Try repentance. Test God's power and his will to heal and change you. But you must be willing to mourn. Blessed are them that mourn, Matthew chapter 5, 4, for they shall be comforted. Repentance, our friends, will open you to the cleansing of your tears so that the pain and bitterness can pour like a flood out of you. Then you will be amazed at what happens with your relationships. Love will enter and remain in your life. God's love and love for and with others, too, will also come. My dear listening friends, millions have tried it. Repentance works. Make it a lifestyle, and you will live and walk in love. Amen. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. So get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service.
Turn to Jesus. If you want to turn to Jesus, pray with me right now. Lord Jesus, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge you now to be my Savior. And I am ready now to make you both Lord and Master of my life. I ask that you'd come into my life to rule and reign. I ask that you would forgive me of all my sins, all my misunderstandings, all my misconceptions, all my ignorance. I ask that you would forgive me, Lord Jesus, and cleanse me now with that precious blood that you shed on the cross for me. Oh, Lord Jesus, I ask now that you would guide and direct my life, because I believe, Lord, that God raised you from the dead. I believe that on the third day, you rose from the dead. I believe that today, you sit at the right hand of God the Father, and I put my faith in you. I confess you as my Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And I ask that now, Jesus, you will fill me with your Spirit to make known unto me all that I do not know. Make it known unto me, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
My friends, because each Signs program is listener-supported, that is the only biblical way Signs can stay on the air. Please understand, I cannot sell things to stay on the air as others do. That is unbiblical, and God will not allow me to do that. Therefore, I need your help, or I go off the air. It is that simple. Please remember to tune in at 9 p.m. this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on WWCR Worldwide Frequency 4840. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. Now, here are a couple of letters sent to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797. From Missouri, dear Brother Johnson, thank you for your Signs radio broadcast. The $20 enclosed is for your Wednesday night broadcast. I listen on shortwave. Please pray for me that God will use me. Brother Johnson responds, folks, this truly is another brother with a pure heart, and God has used him to support this Signs program, a true work of God. Let's all pray for him. Father, we pray in Jesus' name for this dear brother to use him in your kingdom and for your glory as you just have. Amen and amen. And another letter from Pennsylvania acknowledging 4840 on Saturday night. Please pray for me. Great job with the news behind the fake news. Brother Johnson responds, thank you for your support, my friend. That fake news is getting more deceptive every day now, isn't it? And Sharon and I need the support of our listeners to keep exposing all the falseness. Let's pray for this brother, folks. Lord God, this brother needs discernment so he can separate the false from the true truth. We pray for his wisdom and understanding to increase in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Now, our dear friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Here it comes, very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, and for being here with us tonight on Signs International Radio, as we are there for you and you help us to be there for others around the world. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.